Hello, my name is Carlos Kalika. I come from the Confederate Tribes in Warm Springs. I was asked to come here to share today on the Tribal Rhythms program on Native American drumming and the history of the drumming and singing of the Warm Springs tribes. I'm very fortunate to be asked to do this and very honored for my family and my community and people here in Warm Springs, as well as people across the United States who share their wisdom and what they've been taught as far as the singing, the traditional and cultural values that they have and share with one another. My family, I come out of the Mitchell family, Tiwi family, Kalika, Sumter, Sidwaller families, and Tohits. And I'm very fortunate to have grandparents who have taught me to be who I am today, and the songs that I sing is for them, for they have taught me to sing and provide music for not only the children, but for our elders and for the veterans and other people of the other communities. I was asked to come here today. I have a song that I would like to sing for the program that was given to us by a brother of ours from the Nikhiawe Pendleton area, Fred Hill. What the song talks about is in our Sahaptin language. It talks about how important it is to teach our children the Indian ways. And it's really an important song that I like to sing, and a few of our elders, respect the song for, what it talks about and teaching our children the Indian ways. And today, to this day, I try and teach my children and other young children, the importance of their cultural values and, who they are. And I'd like to share this song with you right now. The drum that I sang on, it was my grandfather's drum. After he's passed, and I was given this drum, and I carry this drum in a good way. For as old as it is, I put it away. I do not use it a whole lot because of the age, and I do not want it to be, damaged or anything happen to it. For I would like to pass it on to my children and the family, so they may keep this drum going. I was taught to sing at a young age by my grandfather and my grandmother, who taught me how to dance and sing and be responsible, to respect people, to dance for my people, to sing for my people. And I really do look up to, others such as Sanders Heath and Wilford Jim, Herbert Stwyer, Grant Clements, George Clements, a lot of them that I've looked up to, who's opened their hearts and their drums for me to sing. And when we sit down at a drum, we take that oath of brotherhood, for we look to each other as family. And when we share songs, whether it's here or other reservations, it's really good to break bread and, you know, open our hearts, be there for one another to sing and share songs. We have a lot of songs that are shared and sung on a reservation, such as social dance songs, round dance songs, honor songs, songs for chiefs, chief's honor song, mother's, the women's honor dance song, the round dance. We sing a lot of these songs, or given songs, such as the one that I sang. And it does have a lot of meaning when you sing these songs, to how important it is to teach our people to be who they are, be proud of who they are and what they do.